Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
This is Chad Sniffen with Prevent Connect, and today I'm talking with the star and producers of Sin by Silence, a new documentary about domestic violence. Hello, how are all of you?
Great. Thanks so much for having us here.
Good. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Brenda Klubein. I am a survivor and an advocate for domestic violence.
I'm Olivia Klaus, the producer and director of Sin by Silence.
Hi, I'm Ann Karin Cleveland, co-producer and editor of Sin by Silence.
Could you give us an idea of what Sin by Silence is about and why you made the film?
Sin by Silence is about an amazing group of women who unfortunately are still behind prison walls. I met this group, Convicted Women Against Abuse. It is the first inmate-initiated and led abuse support group in the U.S. prison system. And I met these amazing women about 8 years ago when I first started volunteering with the group. And they completely changed my lives. They had to defend themselves against their abusive husbands. They lived, breathed, and survived violence. But the key is that they survived. And their voices are now, through this film, able to help people understand the complexities of abuse, of why she stays, what are the different layers that complicate these types of relationships, so it's just not that easy. It's not so black and white. And these women really provide the keys to Pandora's box of secrets that is domestic violence. And through them, we're able to realize and understand that preventative roadmap towards change and why it's so important that we get involved.
And we have an audio clip from the film. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what people are about to hear?
The clip that you're about to hear is from the film, and it's from the group Convicted Women Against Abuse. These women meet twice a month at the California Institution for Women, and it is just a support group for these women to come together and heal from what they went through, but also take that journey from victim to survivor to really help other women in the institution and now help other women in the free world through this film.
There's people sitting in this room, I know, never for a million years thought that this could be them. Mm-hmm. Glenda, I know you never thought that you would be in prison. You were married for 25 years to this man.
But it's important to recognize that if you're in a situation and it isn't good, you gotta get out. You've gotta get out. If I had gotten out, I wouldn't be here. If I could just say one thing to a young woman who's beginning in her life, if you feel trapped, you are.
And that's what this group has always been about. It's never been about staying in that victim role. It's about moving forward and making a difference somewhere, because nobody understands until they're educated. And that's where it starts. It starts with education.
Brenda, that you were in that clip. Could you tell us a little bit about what that session was about and...
When I first got to prison, I began to understand that I needed to understand what dysfunctionalism was, what the levels of abuse were, and what they meant, and being victimized, and what is victimization, and how did I fit into all these issues. And as I was doing that kind of research, I realized that I was not only understanding and becoming aware of my own situation, but I started hearing my story from other women, and I thought, how does she know what I'm feeling? She didn't go through what I went through. Beginning to understand that she did go through that. And that we shared a bond that most people, if they have not been through a domestic violence situation, really can't fully understand and grasp what it feels like to live in fear 24/7. And after 2.5 years of researching, and in the process of that, I began to try to start a support group within the prison to offer this type of healing and the ability to move forward and allow these women the opportunity to feel as though they are accomplishing something. That going to prison was not just the end, that there was something more ahead for each one of us. And that there was a possibility of having a healthy relationship and what an unhealthy relationship meant, besides the obvious. So I then tried to get it within the system, and it didn't work. And I kept meeting one closed door after another. And finally, I got it through. And in May of 1989, it actually became a viable self-help group within the California Institution for Women and was recognized in Sacramento as a parole board requirement, so that if you did have any abuse in your background, you were basically told when you went to the parole board that you must attend this group.
I watched the film with several other staff at Cal Costa, and we were really amazed at what a great story for California this was, you know, and how close this was to our own work and to us as a coalition, to our sister coalition, the California Partnership on Domestic Violence.
And that's the amazing thing about Sin by Silence is this really, like you said, is the history of the domestic violence in the state of California. I mean, what Brenda started behind prison walls, this group changed laws behind prison walls. I mean, they have done so much to advocate and to help improve the whole system for battered women. And if they can do it behind prison walls, we can definitely do something out here to help make a difference.
Brenda, are you still in contact with the groups, and how are they doing now? And
today, I have been out 17 months. And I am still very much in contact with the ladies of Convicted Women Against Abuse. I was just in there in January at the group. And the women are really moving forward. They're excited about us being in Sacramento today and tomorrow and being able to access the legislators and let them and kind of give them an idea of what their life is like, what my life was like. I, too, was there for so many years and for 26. And so it's new for me to be out here, but the issue of domestic violence, unfortunately, isn't new for me. And the women there don't want anyone else to ever have to relive their nightmare, ever, if it's at all possible.
Well, I know you've been working on the project of Convicted Women Against Abuse for a very long time. Did you imagine someday that you would be making a film like this?
Actually, no. I didn't, because unfortunately, previously we had had some media contact. I don't think they were really concerned about how the stories of these women could really touch lives and do something for the domestic violence community, because the domestic violence community is just exactly what it is. It is a community. And as a community, it is important that we collectively work together and band together and work towards prevention. Because what's happened has happened. So let's try to do what we can to make tomorrow different. It doesn't have to be like today. Tomorrow always holds hope. And that's all a domestic violence victim and survivor has, is hope that it ends.
So how do you see this film making change happen? What kind of difference do you want to see from this film?
We really made this film as a tool for our community to be able to use to empower those around them to get involved with the issue. It's an amazing film that really makes you want to do something. And that's what we need. I mean, so many of our shelters, funding's being cut. So many things are going on, and everybody needs to help. And we all need to get involved. And what better way to prevent abuse than to get a teenager in to help with a shelter and see what's going on? I mean, that's going to do something right there. And it's a great, great tool to be able to show a high school student, a college student, to get them involved.
So is that among the ways that you see prevention educators at domestic violence agencies using the film?
We have two different versions of the film. We have an educator's version of the film, and we have an action kit version of the film. The educator's version includes 2+ hours of different segments that educators, shelters, can use weekly over weekly groups, and be able to maybe even use in the classroom to kind of work through some of the complexities of domestic violence, from batterer's prevention to what is abuse, what constitutes abuse. Sometimes that's really confusing. So that's another way that people can use those tools. The action kit has worked really well at universities for university students to be able to bring this kit in smaller groups to be able to actually talk and break the silence of what they're going through in dating relationships, not just marriage at all. It really works from the very beginning. I think for me, what was really interesting about the film is that many of the women got involved with these relationships at 18 through 24 time period. So the early relationships that you have, what you let occur in your relationships, really change everything for the future. And to help young women and young men know what the boundaries are, what constitutes abuse, how we can be careful with our words,
And the film really does that and walks through a lot of those things and those traps that people fall into that think, that's just human nature, it's no big deal. It's a very big deal. And I thought that that was a really important part of this film.
So what did you learn about domestic violence that you didn't expect through making the film?
For me, when I first started on the journey to make this film, I had no idea it was going to turn into a film. I started volunteering with Convicted Women Against Abuse to help a friend of mine who was going through her own abusive relationship. Because I used to be under the impression that I knew about domestic violence, but that's something that happens to other people. It would never happen to me or my circle of friends. And there it was, one of my best friends going through an abusive marriage, and I had no idea what to do. And so in my journey to find the answers on how to help her, I went to prison and met these incredible women of Convicted Women Against Abuse, and they really changed my life. And they changed my perspective of what abuse really is. I used to think, like many other people think, why doesn't she just leave? She can just leave and get out. And I finally, it clicked with me from these women and what their experience was. And, you know, the worst case scenarios of what these women went through. I really understand why she doesn't leave and why she goes back. And I knew if these women could vicariously work through me to help my friend, I knew that just through the power of film, they could help so many other people getting their voices beyond prison walls. They can just help create so much change and help empower women to not feel alone.
So how can people learn more about Sin by Silence or engage more with the film and or maybe even get a copy of it?
Okay. Sin by Silence is more than just a film. We are trying to create a movement here, a movement based on these convicted survivor stories to create change. And we are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We have also, if you go to our website, sinbysilence.com, you can purchase the different DVDs on there, as well as click on Get Involved. And we have a whole social media network building there where you can collaborate with other experts. We have video clips on there and some of the bonus materials that are on our educational version you can view there. And it's just a way to kind of collaborate and network the best practices of what's going on in the movement so that we can help move things forward and help create more change.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit CalCASA.org. That's CalCASA.org.